The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What's going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down, episode 207. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, which I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
It's a little empty in here. There's like 10 people missing.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
And we're joined by our very good friend, Mr. Robert Workman.
It's my fault. I scared him off. Sorry.
Yeah, what's up with that? Robert, how you been, man?
Busy. And also very tired, but I'll explain why as we get into our episode here, because I've been playing Red Dead Redemption 2 for the past week, and I've got a lot to talk about, and yes, None of it is about horse testicles.
Okay, unfortunately, we'll get to horse testicles in a bit.
We will not get to horse testicles.
All right, guys, I know you guys are waiting for the contest winner, and we're going to have that for you in a second, but got a couple of things we got to clean up here first. All right, first of all, Carlos is not here because he's actually in Korea right now. He's on vacation, people. So that should be pretty fun. He's got some friends out there. He's visiting. I think he's going to be out there for 3 weeks or so. So no Carlos, actually. No, none of that shit for a while, you know? Also, I want to give a shout out to... Yeah,
I think Tony just froze.
Did I freeze again?
Yeah, you froze for a sec. Yeah,
oh, no.
It's almost like you were thinking about the horse testicles and time stopped.
Oh, no. I was in the middle of something.
Here's the thing. You might have not stopped on your end. I don't know.
I didn't stop at all. Everything was coming in fine. I guess I could repeat all that. So, yeah, Carlos is on vacation right now. He's in Korea. I think he should have already landed. So, no, you know, you're not going to hear, you know, for like a couple weeks, you know.
But he doesn't live with that on the show.
Yeah, he does it sometimes.
Sometimes.
Oh, so yeah, shout out to Carlos. He'll be back, you know, soon. Also, shout out to Gamer Graham, who is our 300th follower on Twitch.
Wow, that is awesome. Thank you.
Pretty awesome. And Gamer Graham, I was just talking about him before the show. He says if he wins the contest, he wants us to give the game away to charity. So that's pretty cool.
That's nice.
Generosity, that's people. Nice. You know? And
charity would we give it to? We'd have to look into that.
Whatever we choose, man. Yeah, actually, yeah, we're already at 306. So this contest definitely helped out on that end. We, you know, when we decided to do this exclusively on Twitch, we were at 196. So now we're at 306. It's not bad. If you do math, that's a lot of numbers.
like Tony's like, math is hard.
Listen, I'm horrible at math. I'm really good at English, but math,
let me just also add, like, we got like 125 entries into this contest, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty badass. And one of you guys could win, but we're gonna keep you in suspense for a little bit longer. Shout out to the
I have to a little under the hood stuff. I have to literally go through every single person's name here and kind of set it up for our randomizer. So
yeah, shout out to the Titanfall princess who's now following us and is in the chat room. What's going on, girl? How you doing? Yeah, we've been on Twitch. Here's the funny thing: even though we're streaming exclusively to Twitch now, we've been on Twitch for a year now, over a year. Mm-hmm. You know, using Restream, but now we're here exclusive because we're affiliates, people. So it's pretty good stuff.
Yep, and the live shows exclusive to Twitch.
Yeah. By the way, this is something cool we're doing now. YouTube has this new thing called premieres, right? It's basically exactly what Twitch does with its premieres. You basically upload something and then you set it for a schedule and then it'll like go up, but with a chat room, with a live chat room, and you go in there and talk to your fans. So we're giving that to I call them the YouTube holdouts. There's some guys I didn't want to come over for the Twitch for whatever reason. So the shows are not live, obviously, but the chat is live. And even last night, me, Chris, and Manny were in there talking to you guys during the Spider-Man stream, which was pretty fun, you know? So expect that pretty much 24 hours after we stream whatever we're going to stream, you know?
Yep. You also, if you're, you know, also for the most recent episode of Throwdown Drugs, we'll also use the same sort of system, and I'll jump in there too and say a couple of things if anybody decides to watch. It's only about an hour long stream, that one, so you can watch it in one sitting.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, Adam?
Sorry, I just fell asleep.
Damn, man, you're playing too much Red Dead, man.
Playing Red Dead tonight. I got my coffee. I said, all right, let me go take a nap. I passed out. I just passed out. Wife didn't even know I was sleeping. She was asleep. She's like, you're not doing the show. I'm like, what show? Oh, shit.
What show? I didn't even know what show? Shit.
I thought I was just, you know, lay down for a half an hour. No biggie. No, I really passed out.
It's all good, man. I'm fluffing up time to give Manny some time.
Nah, we need to start the show because...
Are you ready? Are you ready, Manny?
No, man.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I'm fluffing it up.
Time.
You know?
Wait, it didn't even start yet?
No, we are starting. We're live right now.
Oh, we're live right now. But man, this is I told you, there's 125 people that entered this thing, and you know, we'll be doing this now.
Yeah.
So I gotta clear out all this stuff in here.
All right, we're gonna keep people in suspense because I wanna get the show started. All right, yeah, so man. The main topic is obviously Red Dead Redemption 2, high Metacritic score, all that stuff. And we have somebody who has actually played the game, Mr. Workman. So please regale us with tales about Red Dead Redemption. And I'm guessing this is the reason why you're so tired, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was playing last night till like 3 in the morning, and then I went to bed, and then I woke up at like 5 a.m. because my alerts went off because the reviews started going live, and I was like, well, I guess I should get mine done because I didn't even think about it. So I wrote it up. I wrote up about 3,200 words out of the whole thing, and it posted on WWG over there, comicbook.com/gaming, about 6 a.m., and it's been getting a lot of attention all day. A lot of people love what I wrote about it, love what I talked about there, but I'll kind of sum up the experience here. I know we only have like a two-hour show, but in a nutshell here, it's like the game set
Robert, the expectations. Before you go on, since we're on Twitch, that time limit no longer means anything. So
oh well, fuck,
go as long as you want, brother.
That's what she said. All right, so I mean, you know, what was that?
Poor music.
And now the Red Dead Redemption review.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, anyway, so the trailer premiered 2 years ago this week, right? The original trailer where Dutch did his little read off and we saw the group ride off into their little on the ridge, right? And then like all that time we've seen like bits and pieces of the gameplay, and all these expectations were set really high, you know? So there was this worry that what if the game didn't meet those expectations, right? But the fact of the matter is, after playing through several hours of this game and still plowing through quite a bit of it with the side stuff and robberies and tying people up and throwing them on the train tracks, like usual, it's exceeded those expectations. Like, this is a game, like Grand Theft Auto V, it defines a generation. It truly does. Everything about the experience just comes together beautifully. Like, for instance, doing stuff as simple as building up your camp, because obviously you're with Dutch's gang, so the entire gang is hanging around this camp, and they keep moving around so they don't get caught. And as you progress through the story, you can actually build stuff out into the camp. Like, you can add more munitions, you can add more medicine, you can add all this different stuff, and you can really progress it, and you can really get everybody else involved. And that's a cool thing about the story. We originally thought, well, this is just going to tell John Marston's story, but it's not. It's more about the gang and John Marston, which I thought was really cool.
Are you saying, like, do they implement that whole feature like GTA 5 where you jump in and out of different...
No, it's... Oh. Okay. The same, yeah, you mainly play as Arthur Morgan. That's all I can really say at this point. Okay. I think that's all I've discovered so far. But, I mean, Arthur is a great character in himself because he has his own conflicts. He has his own thoughts about, like, what he wants to do. Like, his moral conscience weighs down. I'm like, will he kill a witness? Will he intimidate a witness? The choice is really up to you. But the way that it weighs down on him, either being noble or being, you know, a shitty guy, it really adds a great dynamic to the game. Like, will you be outright evil, or will you actually be, like, this Lone Ranger-style dude without the mask? You know, and it's just really something with that. And then on top of that, like, the gameplay really comes together nicely. Like, a lot of the aspects in the original game are captured. Deadeye is back. Aiming is really cool. The cover system still works very well. And there's also, like, the exploratory factor. There's the fisticuffs. There's actually a great bar brawl near the beginning of the game. I won't spoil anything else about it, but you should watch it. It's really something. And just all this stuff comes together, along with a variety of the missions. Like, some of the missions don't even involve combat that much. Like, you're, like, rescuing a young kid from a cult, or you're simply trying to cheer up one of your cohorts by getting him drunk at the bar, and the screen's getting all waverly immediately as you try to find him. It's
real
just,
life.
Yeah, just like Tony at PAX. But you know, all this stuff just really comes together, and the experience in itself is well over 50 hours. I still haven't uncovered all the hidden stuff. I'm still working on it. But I covered the majority of the game, and it was just, I found something new, something compelling to stick to. That's why I was playing till 3 a.m. last night, because I was like, I'll do one more, you know, I'll do one more. And then shit, it's 3 a.m. So, on top of that, you know, the presentation is amazing. The graphics look really good, especially in PS4 Pro. And soon I'll be able to check it out on Xbox One X as well, because I hear that's the definitive version, based on some comparison by Digital Foundry.
Yeah.
And, Digital Foundry. Yeah, they do those comparison things. And the audio is really good, too. The thing that I'm trying to figure out is if the original voice actor that did John Marston is back, because it sure as hell sounds like him. I know he retired a few years ago, but I think he came back. Rockstar hasn't confirmed it yet, but I'm pretty sure he's going to say something tomorrow when the game launches.
You know, they paid me lots of money to do this, so I came back in.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't the original voice actor
Steve Austin impression here?
Yeah, like okay. The original voice actor. I was like his only acting gig. That's what I remember.
I think so. Let me take a look at what his
he
name.
He did Broadway.
Is.
Remember, we did one episode where we actually were like, "Where is he now?"
And he was he did Broadway.
Yeah,
New York, a wonderful town. Yeah. Grass is green and the battery's down.
Well, I mean, yeah, he was basically John Marston in the Red Dead Redemption and Undead Nightmare, and I think he did something for Codename Cygnus as Lazarus.
Interesting.
Yeah,
they
and
call
I think,
me Lazarus.
Cuckoo, ka-choo.
I'm the greatest. I'm gonna kick your butt.
Okay, so Wiki said he did come back for Red Dead 2. So it sounds a lot like it, but the voice acting in general is really good. This time around, they didn't really get that many big name actors. In fact, the only real big name actor I came across was Graham Greene, who was in Dances with Wolves and Maverick as the Indian. And it was just really nuts, you know, because normally in games like this, they usually go with bigger names. I guess Rockstar kind of backed off on that because they were burned with Grand Theft Auto Vice City or whatever. I don't know what it was.
I don't know if it was Burn, but remember that whole issue with Nico?
Yeah, and Burt Reynolds.
Of GTA 4, yeah, and then Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, that's right.
Burt Reynolds is really bad. But no, the voice acting is really well done. The musical score definitely has that Ennio Morricone, I think his name was, from Good, Bad, and the Ugly. It has that kind of tone to it that's really well done, and the sound effects are good too. But I think the really cool thing is that it's like Grand Theft Auto 5. You could just go and get in trouble if you want. You could go around the country and pet dogs. You could do what Tony is going to do and just find barn animals and see what their balls look like. He's been talking about it. It's like, they're big. Let me throw some snow on those. Yep, they're shriveling. Look at that.
I heard they look best on Xbox One X. They have the best horse balls.
I don't care. You and balls. But they have so many activities. You can rob people. You can just explore the countryside. You could go fishing. Fishing is a lot of fun in the game. I almost wanted it to be like a competitive mini game just to see what all you can catch.
Well, they said there's 30 different fish, right?
There's a ton. There's I believe 45 different varieties.
Wow.
Yeah, they went all out, you know, hunting.
It's a Japanese game. There's fishing in it.
That's a game in itself.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, there's hunting. There's all sorts of different activities. It's just you can even even make profit with certain businesses, which is really cool. It actually helps out. So, I mean, like Grand Theft Auto V, it's just so wide open. There's so much you could do. You can go and get into trouble. You could go look at balls. You could follow the story and feel the dynamic. It's just It really does speak for itself. I mean, and I know there was a lot of controversy because of obviously the 100-hour work weeks. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad for the artists that had to do work on nothing but balls. That must have been
that's what I would have done.
I'm sure that's a whole group that worked on animals and research on movements. See?
Oh, yeah. The horses look amazing in this game. Mm-hmm. Like, if you trip over the wrong thing, the horse will throw you off and collapse.
You actually have to calm down.
Yeah.
So what about this whole thing? Because I don't even know if it's true. Something about the permadeath for the horses? Before you can just whistle and then, you know, your bucky would just show up again. That doesn't happen anymore?
I've seen my horse show up on a number of occasions. I think there are times where it won't show up, like if you're outside of range. I didn't really kill any horses, so I can't say for sure because I'm not inhumane.
It's not you killing them in a shootout or something. If your horse dies after spending all this time training it, supposedly, before you could just whistle and you'll get it, it'll come back.
Yeah.
happen anymore, and you would have to go get another horse, retrain it, do that whole thing over again.
Well, it's not a matter of retraining. I mean, like, what you could do is while you're riding the horse, you can pet him to calm him down. Like, if he's startled by bullets, or if you accidentally, you know, run into another horse. I've done it a few times because I guess I don't know how to drive a horse. I've also... you can also brush the horse. If it gets dirty, you can walk it through water, take good care of it. And like the more you take care of the horse, the more things open up. Like you can do sudden stops with the horse. It leaps higher. I mean, there are a number of different abilities that you can unlock with the horse, the more that you take care of your actual horse. So there's a better bonding there, which I thought was really cool. And Tony, don't take that the wrong way, please. When I say bonding, I mean like in a you know, care of your horse.
Well, that's what I figured. See, your mind went dirty. I'm just looking.
No, yours.
Hey, listen. I'm just looking at the horse balls. I don't want to do anything else with that animal. You know.
Okay. Do you understand that? That's how it starts. Oh God. Okay. You know what? Yeah. You gone and just ruined the horse.
By the way, Robert, if you don't mind, there's a couple questions for you in the chat.
Hit me.
Comments and questions. So the first one is from Roach Smoke. He says, I saw a lot of people say bad things about the repetitive gameplay and mission structures, but they still gave it 10s. What do you say about that?
What it is, I mean, they're similar in nature to Red Dead Redemption. You ride around on this map, and it takes a while to ride because there is no like quick travel thing. So you set up the destination on the map with a waypoint, and then you just follow that route. But the interesting thing is along the way, a lot of stuff can happen. You could have bandits come out and try to ambush you. You could have some idiot try to steal your horse, and you shoot him before he tries to get away. You could have a woman who's trapped underneath a horse, and you need to help her out.
Wait. You said no fast travel? They had it in the last one, remember?
I don't think I've unlocked it yet. You can get a faster vehicle, but you still travel across the countryside. I mean, there's not like, you know, Far Cry 2 and bing, I'm back at my destination. You actually have to ride around.
Remember, there was the stagecoach. You can go and you get
and you can do the train. You can do this train station to travel from town to town, but you still do a lot of traveling via horse and via vehicles. So, I mean, there's still, I mean, and it really is a great way to explore and to see.
Oh, I'm like, sure, but after a while.
Map. Oh, I still, but you know. I'm seeing this massive map is still impressive. And you see so many sights. I mean, I really love riding at night and the whole sky is like starry. Oh, yeah. I love that. I know some people will be like, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Because they're impatient. But I mean, this game adds so much that you could do outside of that I really didn't mind the travel. I really didn't mind looking around. Some people might, but I enjoyed it.
Nice. I don't know if you probably can't answer this one. How much John Marston is in the game?
He's in a good amount. I can't give an exact time because I didn't time it, but he's in it a good portion. So there, I'll say that.
Yeah, Roach Smoke also.
John Marston's in the game.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, that was.
I'm in the game, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, that was Violence and Empathy. And Roach Smoke asks, I don't know if you can answer this one either. How long is the main story?
I'm still finding some side story. With side missions and everything like that, it adds up to between 50 to 60 hours.
Oh, wow.
And you can actually keep track. You can keep track of your progress because anytime you can pause the game and you can take a look at your progress and it tells you a percentage. You know, and that's the surprising thing. Like, I think the first night I was playing it for like 9-10 hours and everything, and I think I was only at 11%.
Wow.
I mean, that's how deep this game flipping is. It'll take a while to 100% this. You may have 100% of Spider-Man in a week, but this will take a month about.
Yeah, did you ever, this is my personal question, did you ever feel overwhelmed at any point? Because basically, I've heard a lot of comparisons to The Witcher 3, a game that most people haven't even finished yet, because so much content is in there. So did you ever get to that point where you're like, oh man, this is too much?
Oh yeah, I mean, I've had a couple of instances where missions were incredibly hard. Like there was this one mission where I was asked to steal this oil tanker. I mean, like the stagecoach-based oil tanker, right? And the only one I could really find close by to me was in this well-guarded refinery. Now, I tried to take down the guards first, and I died horribly. Then I tried to go in another way, and I died horribly. Then I decided, fuck it, I'm just going to jump the fence, and I'm just going to steal it and run like hell. And I died 7 times that way. So I was just like really frustrated and to the point that I was like, I don't know what to do. And then I looked on the map, and all of a sudden, 2 more oil tankers pop up with just one driver. I'm like, what the hell have I been doing? Wow. I've been like creating work for myself for no reason. So I went after him. I shot the guy. I got the oil tanker, and I moved on. You know, there seems to be an alternate solution if the game can be too difficult. Like if you're not ready to take on a bear with a pistol, you wait until you get something like a shotgun or a more powerful weapon so you actually stand a better chance. So I think with everything that's offered in the game, you actually have a way of figuring out how to progress. And I think that's a learning process that sticks with you as you continue through it. And it's really cool, I think.
Yeah.
Frustrating, but really cool.
Yeah. Have you seen any of the different landscapes, or have you only really stuck to one part right now?
I've traveled through a number of different towns, and they all look terrific. I mean, like, there's this one town where there's this really long bridge that connects with the train going over it with water underneath, and it's beautiful. And then there was another one with mountain vistas. In fact, when the game starts, it starts during winter. Ooh. And then eventually it gets to spring, and then eventually gets to summer. And the cool thing about winter is, like, the snow actually deforms with each step you take. Like, they took their time, like, with the horse steps they tracked it, the tracks they tracked, everything. So, I mean, like, they actually have dynamic weather conditions that can sometimes affect, like say, if it's spring or something like that, and your character's wearing, like, his coat or whatever, it may ask you to, like, strip down so it doesn't, like, you know, affect your stamina so much. Like, the little things that are really cool about this game, like Rockstar, they left no stone unturned. It's nuts just how deep it goes.
Did you ever feel like overwhelmed by it? Actually, is there like a lot of micromanaging? Because that's the one thing I was worried about. Like, am I going to have to like constantly bathe and shave and all this other stuff? How does that work?
You can do it however you please. There's a shaving setup in your camp. That pretty much allows you to clean up whenever you want. You know, you could grow your beard out long. You could just be a baby face. You could be somewhere in between and just get the trim done. And then there are places in town where if you want to take a bath, you can. It's not the end of the world if you don't, but a lot of people may consider you a little too dirty. So, I mean, it really depends on what you want to do. No, this is not Scum. No, you do not have to poop.
No, I'm just wondering. If it's getting real with it, I'm wondering if he's going to run around.
Well, the horses don't poop either.
That he's constipated or something. Like, yo, find a tree. I'm like, oh, okay, I get it.
This is in Blazing Saddles where the beans have an effect, unfortunately.
So. Yeah, I think that was something Torrance was saying. He's like, yo, do I have to take a shit while I'm riding a horse?
No, that's a legit question. People, they kept saying we're going to get real and detailed, so.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Jump right to taking a shit when they say that.
Yes. Hey, what's going on, Brett?
This is Brett.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why did you start to taking a shit, though? Like, the whole not bathing thing seems to me like a far cry from taking a shit. Like, oh, man, I have to bathe and shave. Next thing you know, I'm going to have to be taking a shit. Like, well, no, because two of those things are, like, directly related to your appearance, which can be directly related to the idea of a charisma modifier. Like, even in like, D&D, like, you're like, dude, your person is, like, stanky, unwashed, unshaven. Like, you get a charisma debuff, because fuck you, you're a nasty motherfucker. But you don't have to be like, oh, well, you get a constipation debuff to your stamina. Like, no, that's a hugely different thing.
You can get poisoned. I'm like, all right, roll to see if you got pukes.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it doesn't go that deep. Just,
thankfully.
I mean, this isn't good. A Tony simulator. Oh, kidding.
What about crazy. Sleeping? Do you have to sleep? Like, is that a thing?
I mean, if you sleep, actually, you're encouraged to do that because what it is, it recovers your stamina because you can lose it if you stay awake for a little bit too long. So you're actually encouraged to go back to your camp, maybe catch up on 4 hours sleep. You can sleep longer if you need to catch up on more stamina. You can actually sleep up to 20 hours. So we know it's a fantasy game.
Right. I wish. Shit.
I miss sleep. But you can catch up on your stamina that way. You can clean up. You can do whatever you want with your character. You can dress them however you please. You can buy whatever weapons you want at the gun shop. You can buy sniper rifles if that's your specialty. It's just, there's so much you can do with your character. It's really something.
And I'm not sure if you'll be able to answer it because I'm not sure, but like, do the female characters lose a lot of customization because they don't have the beard and shaving mechanics?
No, I wouldn't say so. There's
yeah, like, can they do their hair or something?
No, I don't think you could do their hair, but I mean,
is there a female character option in this game? When you're only
I don't think so. No, it's not Assassin's Creed Odyssey. The main focus is on Arthur Morgan. There are female characters in the game, and you can help them out at the camp, but this is really about Arthur taking care of Arthur.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking of like GTA Online, not GTA.
Really? What the hell?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking for Red Dead Online. Like, I'm wondering if Red Dead Online is going to have the same beard growing mechanics, or if you'll just allow.
They're probably not going to do anything extensive like that on the online version, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, when Red Dead Online rolls around, we'll probably see more customization options available because I know when they do the beta, they'll have that thing wide open. I mean, I already unlocked a number of options with the Ultimate Edition of the game that are going to be available. So it's going to be really nice.
Nice. Shout out to Agent Redshirt for hosting us, man. Anyway, any last thoughts, Robert, on the game?
You know, I'm just really stunned at how deep the single player experience is. It's just an incredible amount of fun and an incredible amount of learning. But I mean, just the way it engulfs you. I mean, you'll forget you're playing for hours at a time. You're going to be so dug into this experience. And you know, those people worried that things might get a little mundane. There are things that get slightly repetitive, like riding around, but you can do certain things to improve. You can go off the beaten trail and you could hunt rabbits. You don't even have to get off your horse to shoot them. You can run over rabbits with your horse.
Oh, wow. Like
they'll stomp the shit out of rabbits. It's brutal. And then, you know, like I said, you could go and you could pet dogs, and there's actually something gratifying about, you know, good boy, you know, that's sort
of speaking of gratification. Mm-hmm. What kind of parties do you have at the saloon?
Mm.
Well, like I said, there's this one incident where you have to take care of your buddy who's kind of feeling, you know, his morale's been struck because something happened with the gang. So, I mean, I think that's probably the craziest that the debauchery gets. This isn't hot coffee, but I mean, there is you can get drunk. You can get drunk in the game because you can get whiskey. And I'll tell you this, I think probably
the last one you can get drunk. That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I think one of my favorite moments is getting drunk and then singing with everybody around a campfire.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, this game just offers so many opportunities. I'm going to dig back in like over the weekend. I'm going to get some sleep. And then I'm going to dig back in over the weekend because I got to do that.
Yeah, Robert, everything you told me right now convinced me that I did the right thing by not playing this game before the show started, because I would have just like, I don't want to do this show now. I just want to play this game. You know, that sounds amazing, man.
It really does. Like I said, I think this game defines this generation. I mean, we've seen a ton of great games here, like stuff like Dead Cells, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Shadow of the Colossus, God of War, Spider-Man. You know, we've already seen these games that absolutely amaze in every turn and corner, but then you have Red Dead Redemption 2, and you take a look, and I'm like, wow. You know, I mean, it's like these previous games nail the open world experience their own way, but when you take a look at the depth that Red Dead Redemption 2 provides, you're in awe. You know, it really is something. Now, there is kind of going a little overboard with its hype. There was an EGM review that went up earlier today.
EGM is still around.
Yeah. They're still around. And they posted a review saying, like, this is the rootinest, tootinest, shootinest game around. And if you don't get this game, then you're either not a gamer or you're in a coma. That's what the reviewer said. That's what the reviewer said, and boy, did he set people off. I'm like, look, not everybody can get Red Dead Redemption 2 at launch. Not everybody has $60 lying around. Some people want to play Castlevania Requiem instead. Some people are still trying to get through Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Not everybody's going to get our Red Dead Redemption at launch. You know, and I'm saying you should definitely check the experience out, but don't, you know, strain yourself where you're eating mac and cheese or baked beans all weekend to do it. Make sure you're comfortable enough to afford the game, but definitely add it to your collection. But this guy was just saying, if you don't have this game, well, fuck you. You're not a gamer. Okay, then what about Nintendo Switch owners? What about PC owners?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, they shouldn't be saying stuff like that.
Yeah, maybe they take him too literally. Right, maybe he's just trying.
What happened, Brett?
I said I'll challenge that right now, and I actually, as a legitimate question, like, convince me that I'm wrong. I'm just planning on playing Assassin's Creed because I got a lot of work to do. I'm just going to play Assassin's Creed until Fallout comes out, and then I'll play Fallout 76 probably through the end of the year, and then sometime after the beginning of the year, I'm going to pick up and play Red Dead. Like, what the fuck is wrong with that?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, we do have a lot of games that are going to keep us busy. I mean, I'm probably going to be busy over the next few weeks between Spyro, Fallout, Battlefield, and the little, obviously preparing for Smash. So I may take a break from Red Dead for a little bit to dig into those games, and then I'll come back later. But one aspect you're forgetting about is Red Dead Online. It's going to be entering beta in November, and I guarantee you that it's going to last. It's going to be like Grand Theft Auto Online. They're going to add stuff every week. They're going to have possible new horses, events, bounties. Who knows, maybe online shootouts. That's just draining.
I told these guys I was thinking about waiting until Red Dead Online comes out, because I like to play, and maybe you'll understand this, if I'm going to grind or just, you know, do mundane, like riding around, getting into trouble kind of thing, I'd rather do it on an online character where my progress is going to match against other people than to do it on my main story character. That's just me, though.
And, you know, it, like I said, it's a game that I think will stand the test of time. I actually said, I hope... I hope that years from now, this game will reach the 100 million sales point that Grand Theft Auto 5 is getting close to. And if Red Dead Online has that long-lasting aspect, I don't see why they can't meet that goal.
You know, well, isn't it about to break the goal of like the best reviewed game ever? Because it's had like 38 perfect scores around the world.
I think it's like 97 out of 100 on Metacritic. Look at me. Yeah, it's really nuts. So, I mean, with that long-lasting appeal, I wouldn't be surprised, like, years from now when we get the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox 2, I guess, whatever the hell they call it.
Yeah, right.
We're gonna get an enhanced version of this. I would not be surprised if we saw something like that to continue the sales streak like Grand Theft Auto 5 did. And one other thing I should mention, anytime in the game you could play between first person and third person. I love that it got added.
That's for you right there, man.
I love that's in there and not waiting till later on. They added it. I mean, first person is a little weird when you're like, walking around drunk or whatever, but I prefer third person myself. But I know some people, press in the little thing and all of a sudden you're switching between perspective. You have first person, you have close third person, then you have distant third person. It's so there's something here for around.
Yeah, exactly. That's good.
Awesome.
Because you know how there's some games like the third person is way too close. So I'm glad they actually give you the option to pull it back if you need to. You know, That's great. By the way, I find it kind of interesting that you said that this is like a generation defining game. And that's not too far off because I remember ever since last year when the really, really big games started dropping, people were like, oh, this game of the year, this is going to be game of the generation. And everybody at the end was like, but don't forget about Red Dead. Don't forget about Red Dead. That always happened, you know?
I know. You know, this game was so compared to, like, it built up such a level of hype that you were wondering if it was going to meet that hype. I mean, we've seen Rockstar games in the past that have been hyped up like crazy and then underperformed, like Max Payne 3, which we talked about before the show.
Yeah.
I love Max Payne 3, but not everybody was crazy about it because it was done more by Rockstar and not Remedy. But I still enjoyed it. But, I mean, like, Red Dead 2, this was a tremendous gamble. Like, if this game bombed, you know, Rockstar would just be back to Grand Theft Auto and we'd never see Red Dead again. But with the work that they put into it, with all these great reviews, with the level of pre-orders, we're probably going to see record sales like this weekend, beating the shit out of Black Ops 4.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be insane. You know, by like the end of the year, I would not be surprised if we were sitting at 10 to 12 million copies sold.
Wow. No,
I mean, it's nuts.
Does Red Dead feel like, this is my big question, does Red Dead feel like Grand Theft Auto now?
No, it still maintains its proper feel. Like shootouts, it still feels like the original Red Dead, and the Deadeye ability is great once you get it charged up. It works just like the classic game. You still have your shootouts, you still have your variety of missions, and you know, the horse controls are really well done. You actually feel like you're controlling a horse and not like, you know, a horse on wheels or whatever. You're on roller skates, if you will. It actually feels, and like I said, you know, you could do things like you could run into somebody and your horse knocks you down. I've done that a couple of times, so it's funny as hell. but you could control a stagecoach and you realize how much slower it is because the horses have so much more weight to carry. I kind of learned this when I was trying to steal that oil tanker. You know, there's like each little aspect of the game feels like more like Red Dead and not Grand Theft Auto. You know, I think the only thing they have in common is the open world structure with all the missions and all the stuff you could do. But the settings are completely different and the gameplay feels like its own experience, just like Red Dead 1 did.
How about like some of the reoccurring towns like Armadillo and stuff? Do they look like, can you tell the difference? Like, wow, all right, I know this is the same town. Previous one, but wow, look at the detail.
I'd say they're a lot differently. I visited several towns. Two stand out for me. There was this rainy town where I had to bust somebody out of a jail. I forgot the name of that city, but it was very small, very quaint. Buildings were close together, and it made shootouts more intense. And then the big town that you begin with in the beginning, which is right close by to your camp, is a town called Valentine. And it looks like it was built like straight out of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, are one of those older westerns. It looks like an authentic town, complete with a stable, complete with, you know, a little sheriff's office, a little bank, a little gun store, saloons. You know, it's thriving with life. I mean, like, each of the towns within the games are dynamically built. Like I said, there are little things, too. Like, there's that bridge with the train. And I know I was crossing that bridge. I'm like, you know, at one point in the game, I'll bet I'll have to save somebody from this bridge and dodge a train. And sure enough, that happened. It was just really something. So, I mean, just the way this world is built is remarkable. And I'll tell you this, there are some towns you kind of want to avoid if you have a huge bounty until you can afford to pay it off.
Oh, wow. By the way, quickly, I want to say what's up to Mr. Charles Singletary, who's in the chat right now. He thought Adam was hated greatness because of his avatar. That is not hated. Oh, man. He goes, I'm cautiously hype. I just want to explore and relax crazy enough. That's fine. I mean, Robert, how's that? Mm-hmm. Like, because that's what I kind of want to do. I just want to explore the giant world and get lost in it. I could that, right? Yeah.
There are tons of opportunities to do that. Like I said, you know, you can go fishing all day, and it's actually a lot of, I mean, until you run out of bait and you have to get more bait, obviously, but you could fish, you could go hunting in the mountains, you could go searching for hidden stuff. I think there's like some gold somewhere. I'm still trying to find it. So, I mean, there's a lot. You could buy a map and find treasures if you want to do it that way. You could save people in peril. You can, you know, rob people. If you want to build up your money, you can put on it like a little bandana. You get your pistol and rob them. You could go on a killing spree, although that would probably get the attention of the bounty hunters. You can play this game however you please. The single player story has a lot of structure to beginning that you kind of have to follow before you get to your first real camp. But after that, you can pretty much goof off however you please.
It's amazing, man. Mm-hmm. All right. I think we're Manny, you good now?
Yeah, just a little bit more, and then I got it, 'cause there's just a lot of names. All right, so yes, we are getting there.
All right, because I do have one thing I do want to show off before we, announce the winner. All right, so today, actually, I want to thank Rockstar because they sent me a lot of cool stuff that I want to show you guys. So
yeah, I got it too. I got the there was this cool barrel candle.
Yes. Yeah. I'm gonna go through all of that right now. Yeah. So they sent me obviously a copy of the game. Two discs in this, people. This is the Ultimate Edition. I'm gonna start off with some of the littler things. So got some keychains here. Robert, you already know about all this.
Oh yeah.
So you know, some nice keychains. Really.
Also, before you go, I was gonna say I think it's really smart that they did the two discs thing because they could have easily done one disc and it required 50 gigabytes of downloads.
Yes.
They had one data disc that installs. And then you play off the play disc, which is smart. I love that idea.
Yeah, Robert. Charles says, I got a bear sitting in front of me getting room temperature so I can start the game off right.
A bear?
Yeah. I think he's talking about his dog. He has a big dog. We got a couple stickers here, you know, Rockstar. All right, let's get to the main one, Robert. You already know what this thing is.
It's a huge-ass barrel. I mean, it's not as cool as the first one had an itch collector's edition, a candle.
Oh, beer. Like he has a beer.
Remember the dynamite?
Yeah, he has a beer in front of him, not a bear. I'm like, oh, you got a bear, Robert? Charles? Me crush. But yeah, hold on.
The bear talks, apparently.
Yeah, check this out. So it's a barrel. That's a this whole thing's a candle. It's made out of wax. Yeah. It's crazy.
Nice.
It's like the first one had. Yeah, it smells really nice. The first game had a one that looked like dynamite, and I wanted to kind of light that around friends and see what happened. Be like, oh, the Zippo lighter. Show the Zippo lighter.
Oh yeah, I'm about to get to that. I didn't open it yet, but yeah, we got the Zippo lighter right here.
Yeah.
I don't smoke, but it's cool that they gave me this. You know.
I know somebody who. So, I know somebody in the past who used to smoke.
No. Yeah. Uh-oh, Adam. Now, Robert, this one I will be using. I will be using the shot glass, the collapsible.
Yeah. I'm taking it with me.
Yeah, collapsible shot glass. I'm like, how do you collapse
a
shot
glass? So is that going inside your
Well, what you do is you extend it. It starts out with this little small tin thing, and then you pull it out, and it's a shot glass.
Oh, yeah. You know those little They used to make those things out of plastic.
I'm a dummy because I'm like, how do they do that with glass? I'm a fucking idiot. You know?
It's not glass. It's made out of tin.
Yeah, I got you. What's going on all day, my man? By the way, I was talking to all day today. He told me Adam called him up. He's going crazy and shit because of the game. Oh, yeah. All right, Robert, this is really cool too. The pins here, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen my jacket with a bunch of pins. I want to put these on them. You know, really good
stuff. You have your jacket of flair.
This one's interesting. So this is like a metal train I could assemble.
You put it together. I got a friend who's getting that from me because I'm not good at assembly. Yeah.
So check this out. So I got the train, but there's also a gun.
A sawed-off shotgun.
Yeah.
And I think there's a Gatling gun.
Maxim gun. Really cool stuff. Another, you know, Rockstar sticker.
There's a tray too, like yes, a leather tray.
Check it out. Yeah, what is this? I didn't open it yet. What, like the leather tray? Like
it's a valet tray. Like you could put your keys in it or whatever.
Oh, okay.
You know, you do like one of those, like one of those things you could put stuff in, like by the door or whatever. Or you could put food in it if you want to, like serve people who are coming over to play Red Dead. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good one, right? Yeah, but yeah, thank you to Rockstar for sending us this stuff.
You know? Likewise, yeah, I appreciate it. You know, Rockstar has taken excellent care of us with this review time, and you know, it's pained me. I wanted to talk about this game, and I'm like.
Yeah, man.
Who can I talk to? Yeah,
that's how I felt during God of War and Spider-Man. It's like, oh,
damn.
Especially God of War. Actually, I can say this right now because you know you guys already play God of War. That specific part, I'll just be a little vague though. When you get Kratos' signature weapon, I was like, oh my god, I could break the internet right now by posting about this. You know, but I had to hold myself. You know, I was like, don't do it, no. Tony.
See, Rockstar was on the hunt for leaks. It was like earlier this week, there was a 23-second gameplay video. Oh, they shut that down within like an hour.
I did. And it was some simple. It was real simple. You pat the horse, you get all pop, 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 pop.
Yep, I remember that. By the way, shout out to our boy Kofi, Prestar Kofi. He got the game early. Unlike Spider-Man, he didn't post nothing. He learned his lesson for the first time. The Sony cracked down on his ass. So he just said, yo, I got the game, and that's it. He didn't say nothing.
Yeah, I didn't even say that. I said, look, if I'm not seeing on PlayStation Network for a few days, don't panic. There's a reason. That's all I said. And everybody's like, a Red Dead reason? I didn't even
Red
reply.
Dead reason, yeah. No, Robert, in case you didn't know, so our friend Kofi, he's not a journalist or anything. He's just a regular gamer. But he has a hookup. He gets games about a week early, right? So he got an early copy of Spider-Man.
And I remember hearing about this.
Yeah, okay. So you already know then. So, you know, so he didn't want that to happen to him again with Red Dead. And I think Rockstar would come down a little bit harder on him than Sony did, you know?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They were super pissed about that leaked video, and they even like another thing, the leaked map went out. They couldn't stop that, but we knew the map was going to be huge anyway. So it was like it helps to study in advance.
And it's funny because when that little clip went out there, people got crazy, like, oh my god, this looks amazing.
Rockstar, it does look amazing.
And people still shut it down. They don't care if it's good publicity or bad publicity.
I'll tell you this much. I'm getting an Xbox One X just to see how Red Dead looks on it, because from what I understand by that Digital Foundry video that went out today, it looks best on Xbox One X. Now, it looks amazing on PS4 Pro, but I want to see how it looks. Just that and Forza Horizon 4, obviously. But I heard it looks amazing.
There you go, man. All right, man. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right.
And I'm going to put the name in.
All right, people. So right now we're going to select our winner of Red Dead. You're going to get a free copy for Xbox One or PlayStation 4 digital physical from us out of our pocket to you guys. So who won?
I did.
Robert won.
The name is...
I won.
Spooky Brendan.
Spooky Brendan. All right. Congratulations to you, man.
Spooky Brendan. Brendan 4629-7981. Now let's look at, you know, I also did not put their comment on here, so let's just
See what game what is their favorite Rockstar game. Yeah, what is it? And while you're doing that, what's going on, Bruno Gio? He goes, Kofi said that today on the podcast that Rockstar actually hit him up via his Twitter DMs.
They're like, where'd you get that from?
Grandma gave it to me.
There was a Walmart. That's all I remember.
Hey, B-Dog, is that you, man? Did you win? Because remember, some people have different names and stuff, you know? Next time we do a concert, we're going to do it. It's like, what is their Twitch name, too? You know? Spooky Brendan, man.
Unfortunately, I can't seem to find their comment on here, which is
weird. We'll find it, man. Uh-oh. Yeah, because the question was, we got a lot of them. A lot of GTA 3s. Okay, he's in the chat with us.
Hey, Spooky Brendan, tell us what your favorite Rockstar game was.
Tell us what it is, man. And also hit me up on Twitter. I'll give you the name here.
It's Bully.
Bully, okay. Bully's a good game.
Yeah. That's a good choice.
That's definitely a good choice.
And I keep hearing we're getting a sequel someday.
Yeah, I heard about that. What's your take on that, Robert?
I would love to see a sequel to Bully. I heard about they're doing voice casting or whatever, but it's gonna be a while. Because obviously they're gonna do probably the 5-year thing that they do with Grand Theft Auto. They're gonna ride out Red Dead's success and let it go, and then they're gonna We won't see Grand Theft Auto 6.
I'd like to see Rockstar make a new game. You know, as much as I like sequels.
I want to see a new Oni, because I remember that on PlayStation 2.
Oh, well, that's not Rockstar.
Rockstar did release
that. Oh, they published that's
Bungie.
It, right?
Bungie. Yeah, Bungie made it, but Rockstar published it, so it is a Rockstar.
Bungie has to make the new game.
Man, I'm so glad this dude was in the chat, because sometimes we have to track winners, which is so annoying. I'm glad he was here. So, yeah, hit me up on Twitter right now. I'll get your information, bro. I'll send you that ASAP, you know? Ooh, good shit. Congratulations to you, man, and thank you for the support. You know,
yeah, you're gonna love it. It's, and I'll tell you this, you know, it's not often you see a Wild West game explode. I think the last real favorite Wild West game I had, besides Red Dead 1, obviously, was Gun. If you remember that, Gun by Neversoft.
I did like that game, man.
Yeah, I thought that was a really good game, and they were supposed to get a sequel, and we never did.
I liked the original Red Dead
Revolver. Yeah,
right. I said I loved the original Red Dead. I just want to give a shout out to Gun, and I also want to give a shout out to Sunset Riders.
Oh, nice.
Old school.
Old school. There you go. See, Robert
Run
knows,
to stay
man.
Alive.
Exactly, man. This is why we have him on the show. Yeah, see, Charles knows too, man. Sunset Riders for life, man. All right, man, let's move on here. We got some gaming news to go through. By the way, people really like the review, Robert, so thank you for that, man. They like your thoughts.
No problem. Awesome. Like, I mean, I busted my ass writing it out. If you want to read more detailed about it, comicbook.com/gaming. Just look up Red Dead Redemption 2. Review will pop right up. I actually did the subtitle more than Marston, because, like I said, the observation for this game was that they were going to continue the story of John Marston, how he built up to Red Dead Redemption. And it kind of does that, but it tells really about Dutch's gang. And I think that's what was a good, fair subtitle.
Oh, man, I can't wait. All right, man, let's get into totally different things here. A game that's probably going to show up here next month. We're going to talk about NPDs, man. So the big winner of September, is there any doubt? Spider-Man. Spider-Man destroyed the competition.
He's the man with the plan.
It's already the third best-selling game of 2018. That was just with 1 month. That's crazy.
It's insane. Did they tell how many copies were sold? I don't think I saw that.
They didn't say. I know 3 million copies cleared out the first weekend. I think that's what they said initially. So it's a lot, but they didn't say. And I know, obviously, it's going to keep going because the heist just dropped. The DLC dropped.
Yes, very good DLC, by the way. I just finished that the other night. Actually, I streamed the whole thing with Manny, which was pretty awesome. So, yeah, let's just go through it. So this is a number. Let's go through all 20 of them, the charts. This is only by numbers, though, not by, like, units sold. Spider-Man was the number one game. NBA 2K was number two. Assassin's Creed Odyssey was number three. FIFA was number four. Shadow of the Tomb Raider was number five. Madden NFL was number six. Number seven was Forza Horizon 4. Number eight is Destiny. Number nine is Super Mario Party. Number 10, NHL 19. Number 11, I'm very happy about this one, Dragon Quest 11. Number
the biggest launch for the series since the DS.
Dragon Quest.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no. I'm glad. Just quickly, because Square Enix was saying future games or localizations will depend on the success of this one. I think we're assured we're going to get more Dragon Quest in the future. And the game hasn't even hit Switch yet. So think about that. All right, we got WWE 2K19, Adam's favorite game of all time.
Wait, what number is that on that list?
Number 12. Brian, this is shocking. Number 13, Grand Theft Auto 5. It dropped down from the top 10. You know, we got Mario Kart 8, you know, number 14, number 15 is Naruto to Boruto. Number 16 is Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege. Number 17, Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy. Okay. Number 18, Super Mario Odyssey. You already know. Number 19, Legend of Zelda, another perennial. And number 20, Minecraft. Very interesting month, man.
I'm surprised Rainbow Six Siege is still in there. That game is still going strong competitively, but I will want to give a shout out here. Forza Horizon 4 had the best launch in the series.
Yeah.
Well deserved. I need to get back into racing in that ASAP.
Also, with the Siege, they always put it on sale. That's the other thing.
I was going to ask what country it's in. England, right? The new one?
Yeah, the new one's in England.
Yeah. Since we're talking about it, these are the top best-selling games of the year so far. Far Cry 5 is still number one. God of War is number two. Spider-Man, like you said, Robert, number three, even though it's only been out for like a month. Monster Hunter World, number four. NBA 2K, number five. Madden NFL, number six. Grand Theft Auto, five, number seven. A game that's been out for 5 years, number seven, mm-hmm. best-selling game. Call of Duty World. That's last year's Call of Duty. That's still selling?
Yeah, it's still in the top 10 because of all that DLC.
That's right. Yeah.
DLC just dropped last month.
Did you not see like a few months ago that Black Ops 3 got into the top 20 again?
Yeah, that's right.
Because of that Zombie Chronicles DLC.
Yeah. It was also free.
Yeah, Dragon Ball FighterZ number 9 and Mario Kart 8 number 10. So, yeah, games are selling, man. So, Robert, out of, for September, what's your big takeaway?
My big takeaway is I'm glad Forza still made an impact because it is pretty much Microsoft's big title for the holiday season, which is kind of a bummer. But by the same token, it's so wide open. It's really impressive. And from what I understand, NBA 2K19 set a record for its series as well. It did very well in terms of sales, even with all the microtransactions, which turned off some people. But I mean, the fact that it dominated and NBA Live 19 didn't even end up in the top 20, I think EA probably needs to consider a new game plan.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. What's going on with hardware? PlayStation number one selling, no surprise there. Yeah. From what I heard, this was from Matt Piscatella, I believe. He said that the Xbox One X is the best-selling Xbox SKU out there, which kind of makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense, though. $500 is bringing in a lot of money, you know?
And it's a powerful system, you know, you might as well, especially with Forza. I'm hearing that thing smokes on Xbox One X.
Yeah, I could just imagine what that looks like on PC, man. That would be ridiculous, you know, with one of those 2080 cards or whatever. That'd be insane.
On my PC?
Robert, we got to get you and Hip Hop Gamer on one show, man. That should be crazy.
Well, yeah, you get both of us on the show. It'll be like, yo, dog, why you still like Drive Club? Come on, Drive Club is the best. Did you see the rain effects? I'm like, dude, Drive Club was years ago. Come on.
Dude, wake up. Yeah, at Comic-Con this year, he was still defending the game. I am not making this up.
Like, play some Forza 4. Jesus.
Yeah. Charles says NBA Street. That's speaking about guys. We need to get back on the show. He goes, that needs to be the new effing game plan.
Yeah, I mean NBA Street and NBA Jam because we haven't seen the new NBA Jam in a while either. And there was talk that Microsoft would bring that back. Nothing yet.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you guys want? Any takeaways from this NPD? Seems like this is when the NPDs get interesting. The end of the year, you know. But I'm really want to see next month. That's what I want to see.
I'll tell you. I mean, if we see Red Dead Redemption 2 and Grand Theft Auto both in the top 10, that's going to be a statement of how Rockstar games are so damn long lasting. Seriously.
Yeah, I know. For real, man. All right. You guys talking about the graphic card now. All right. We'll move on here. This is kind of interesting news. I really want your take on this too, Robert. Jade Raymond left EA.
Mm-hmm. I'm not really surprised.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, as EAs, they're still doing good on the game front, but they're not doing great. And there's still that Battlefront 2 fallout. Because if you remember, like, shortly after that happened, Jade Raymond was asked to comment on it, and she kind of did, you know? So, I mean, considering that EA lost Visceral Games the way that, I mean, they shut them down the way they did and let Amy Hennig go, it almost seems like projects that could be coming together don't really, you know, unless they're tentpole titles like Battlefield 5 or Anthem.
I don't know. It's sort of weird that EA can't hold on to two of probably the most influential women in gaming.
Yeah, that needs to
That's
be
kind
said.
Of the elephant in the room, a weird elephant in the room thing. I'm sure it's not anything like that, but it does seem a bit suspicious, at least to me.
Yeah, I mean, their business decisions haven't been the best. You know, that whole thing almost went down with Battlefront 2 until they pulled the plug at the last second. Imagine what would have happened if that did come out with its loot crate microtransactions. It would have been a complete cluster. I mean, it still was a cluster, but not nearly as bad as it could have been. I mean, Disney probably stepped in and made that move. But
why is everyone talking about this game negatively? We thought.
Yeah. See, and that's the kind of business logic I think that's turning people off, like Amy Hennig, like Jade Raymond. It's like this should be about EA finding its groove again. Like years ago, it was rated one of the worst company, the worst company out there, even worse than Comcast, Okay. And now it almost seems like their reputation is catching up with them again, even though they're trying to make good with stuff like Battlefield 5 and Anthem and all that stuff. But I mean, we're hearing stuff behind the scenes, like obviously with Viscral when they bought out the Titanfall developers over there at Respawn. And now we're worried they're going to close, you know, instead of actually thinking about Titanfall 3. It's the EA business sense, and they need to shake that off. They need to just forget about NBA Live and go back to NBA Street. They need to bring back Skate. They need to bring back SSX. They need to stop worrying about these big tentpole titles and remember why people loved EA to begin with. You know, I don't think they're going to do that.
Back in the 3DO days.
Like,
in the Genesis days. I mean, the Genesis days, they had franchises all over the place. You couldn't keep track of them all.
Yeah, man.
They have franchises all over the place even now, and they just kind of, you know, they wring it dry, and then you never hear it from it anymore.
I mean, here's the thing I'm worried about. Like, Anthem's going to bomb, and then BioWare is going to close. Imagine that. So, I mean, there's like all this dependency to get these gigantic AAA releases, and they're kind of forgetting why they got there in the first place. I mean, I am not going to pick on the EA. I'm looking forward to Battlefield 5, but the business sense, they need to tweak that.
Not on the same people that, you know, from classic EA. They're all gone, man.
I know.
It's a whole bunch of new blood now. So
it's not. There's a reason people like Jade Raymond are leaving. She'd rather do something with her own studio or work with Square Enix. Square Enix is wide open with working on stuff.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So here's also another interesting thing. So she left the company that she worked for. Also, going on with Visceral. Visceral is gone. But have you ever paid attention to the Visceral Games Twitter?
I have. They post like these nostalgic photos.
They're still
photos.
Posting stuff. So whoever's doing their social management or whatever is still doing stuff for Visceral, like, you know, posting.
Well, maybe they don't even own the rights to Visceral to that.
I don't know.
And not to mention the fact, like, I mean, take a look at how many people this past week alone talked about the 10th anniversary of Dead Space. Mm-hmm. That series is still getting serious traction, yet EA won't, you know, they won't budge. Do you know how, I mean, even if it's not Visceral working on it, I mean, EA can make a killing doing another Dead Space or a remake or even a remake of the original. I would love that, but they're not going to touch it.
Mm-hmm. They don't listen to their fan
they
base.
Don't. You know, I mean, at least, Activision for a while there didn't either, but now, you know, they're doing stuff like Spyro. They're doing stuff like Crash. They're starting, it's like, get more into a vibe while still keeping their tentpole games. You know, and who knows what next year will bring. But, you know, EA needs to get back into that groove. I mean, people wanted to see Skate 4 announced at EA, or E3, and when it wasn't announced, they were pissed.
You know, and I thought they were on that track when they did Burnout Paradise. When
they they did the remaster of that.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, okay, they are listening. They're going that direction. And no, because even, let's say, if they didn't have anything for Skate, at least do a splash screen. Hey, we're working on it. We heard you. Nothing.
Yeah, just like they did with the Amy Henning game and the Jade Raymond game, they give you a nice splash, maybe a little documentary saying that they're working on the game, and then not anywhere.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I really hope Battlefield 5 succeeds because it sounds like it's got a lot going for it. But
they won't.
I mean, they really just need to. Go back. I mean, seriously, what's wrong with giving us a Skate 4? I mean, it can't cost an incredible amount, right? Not like Anthem.
Is that company profitable. Even still around?
No, the black box.
They're gone.
Was profitable. They made money.
They did.
I don't get it.
Well, Visceral did too, but then they got turned to Battlefield instead of working on their Dead Space games.
And I really thought Battlefield 5 was going to be great. I was like, this is it? Because think about it. It's going to have all the content free, no season pass required for this. It's going to have a Battle Royale mode. Good or bad, doesn't matter. It's in there. It's going to have multiplayer. Of course, the story modes that they have, the war stories, for the price of $60. So if they really market it correctly, they could just mop the floor with Black Ops 4. And nope. Now we find out that the Battle Royale is coming out, in March?
Yeah, they're pacing it out to avoid blackout is what it is.
No.
And try not to blackout.
Now you just put yourself in a hole because someone's comparing the two. And let's say, you know, Battle Royale right now seems to be the hotness. You know, that's what the kids are playing. They're going to be like, well, doesn't that one have it? Yeah, it comes later. I'll get it on sale when it's, you know, later on. I'm not playing that then.
Or they say, it's not free?
Yeah, I mean, I liked Battlefield 1, so I am curious to see how Battlefield 5 is. But I mean, their business decision, they want to make sure Battle Royale is polished, I guess. We haven't even seen anything aside from the hint with the big circle of fire, have we?
Man, I remember, these are the people that did the Conquest. I'm like, you would think they mastered the whole idea of big maps and big brawls. So I was like, when they announced that they were doing Battle Royale, I was like, of course you're doing a Battle Royale.
Well, I think Criterion, the guys that did Burnout, they're working on the Battle Royale. Mm. I think that's the story.
Does it have vehicles in it?
I have no idea.
Burnout cars in it?
Sure, that's what's causing the circle of fire when they all explode. That's it. I still want to check it out, but I mean, I definitely see why so many people have their doubts.
Isn't that a movie, Circle of Fire?
Oh, you mean Rain of Fire with Matthew McConaughey and
And then Streets of Fire, remember, with the sledgehammer?
Yeah, Streets of Fire.
Oh, yeah. That was an awesome movie. Michael Paré. Mm-hmm. And Rick Moranis.
Yeah, he was
playing a douche.
Yeah, he was a manager, douchey manager of the band.
Anyway, I don't know how we went from EA to Rick Moranis.
Yeah, I'm about to say, because I'm over here trying to get this dude's code. I'm like, wait, what the fuck are you guys talking about right now? How do we go from Jade Raymond to Rick Moranis?
Why don't you go back to relevant topics like horses' testicles?
Yeah, right? Hey, that's relevant, man. By the way, shout out to Big Mike for hosting us, man. Appreciate that, brother.
Nice. He went into retirement.
Yeah, but no, I'm with Manny on this one. Like, how are you going to have like two of the most prominent women in the gaming industry just leave you? And you know, they weren't fired, they left for a reason. That's all I'm saying.
And you know, with the Amy Henning one, she left so long ago. She left around the same time as they closed, you know, as they closed her studio, the studio that she was working at, down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they didn't announce it until months later. By the way,
maybe ignorant question, is Motive still around, or is that studio closed now?
Motive
is the studio that Jade Raymond is heading.
No, I mean, somebody else took it over. I think it was Samantha Ryan who took it over.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the only thing they worked on was the Star Wars Battlefront 2 story mode. I don't know what they're working on next at all.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's fishy, but I think you're right. Square Enix, just saying. You know,
if she teams up with them and makes a badass game, you know, she can do it.
Yeah, and they'd be stupid to say no. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All right, just give me a second, because I'm giving my man his code right now. He wanted digitally, so, you know, we please the people, man.
Of course, that's a quick.
Now he can play it tonight. Yeah, he
wants to play it. Well, now, tomorrow, because it's 100 gig download.
All right, Spooky Brandon, if you're still in there, let me know if it worked. I think we should be good, though.
Just on your review, I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to buy it anyway. So I wouldn't.
Oh, shit.
Nice. I can't wait. Yeah, no, much.
Yo, Brad, now you can't buy yourself some food. You just put yourself in the poorhouse
now. Mac and cheese.
Eat beans and stuff over a campfire in the backyard. With
time to live like a college student.
I love a little cushion. Plus, I got a good weekend coming up. So that's one of those things, like, feast or famine as a tattoo artist, man. Like, all right, like, I'm going to buy it now, or I'm going to buy it later when I'm poor. So I'm just going to go ahead and buy it now.
See, I'm about to put myself in the poorhouse because I'm seriously considering buying that Taco Bell Xbox One X.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. See, no, I don't like that kind
of thing. What am I going to do? Take 10 attempts and give myself diarrhea, or am I actually going to pay what it's worth?
But that's what I mean. How do you, wait, you buy like that someone has
them? On eBay. They're selling them on eBay like crazy. I mean, I'm not going to buy one of the higher up $1,500 ones. I'm just going to wait for the bargain and jump, probably.
I think it's funny that they can change the little sound and go bing.
I know. It's like, bong, and I was expecting a chalupa to show up.
Dude, yes, that's a subliminal message. You're going to be eating crazy Taco Bell stuff now. Every time you try an Xbox, I'm hungry. I want some Taco Bell, you know? Robert, don't do it, man.
I went today to try to win, and it didn't work. Oh, I had a decent.
That's being generous.
There's no such thing as a decent chalupa, especially a Taco Bell.
No, well, it's worse. Hey, Chipotle is worse because that place makes me sick.
Oh, wow.
It's bad. I do not go to Chipotle. It's,
you need some Chipotle away for your undies.
Anyway, back to video
games. Whoa.
Back to
South Park. You don't remember that, right?
Okay, this is the throwdown, not the poop down.
Yeah, that's exactly. All right, man. Any other thoughts you guys have on Jade Raymond leaving EA?
I think it's for the best. I hope she forms another good studio and kicks ass. I think she will.
Yeah.
Hope she serves fucking EA. Be like, yeah, you see what I got? Popular game.
Will you imagine that? That'd be the greatest thing ever. She creates like this hot game. It's like, hey, I could have given this to you guys, but y'all was being a bunch of douches.
Yeah. You told me to put like 1,000 microtransactions in this shit.
Yeah, man, I wouldn't put that past them, you know? Whatever. All right, moving on here. This is interesting. So Microsoft is now going to have Game Pass on PC.
Yep.
Didn't they already say that?
No. Well, I mean, like the Windows PC games, no, they're not compatible with that. They're going to have to introduce a program that has devoted Windows games on it, because not all the Xbox One games are going to work on Windows PC. So they're going to have to throw some exclusive titles in there to make that alluring, sort of like Origin PC does, and obviously not that high a price.
My question is this, you know, forgive me if I'm being ignorant here. Will I be able to play 360 games now on my PC?
Probably not. I mean, like I said, I think what's going to happen, we're still going to have the 360 and the Xbox One games and Xbox Game Pass, but the other Game Pass will have certain games that work, you know, like Forza Horizon 4, Sea of Thieves, stuff like that, but it also have exclusive Windows games. I think that's how it's going to work. They're going to tell us at XO18 next month when it takes place, like November 10th, I think it was. So we'll probably get more details then. I mean, we're going to get a ton of Xbox stuff and maybe confirmation that Crackdown 3 is finally coming, hopefully.
Coming or might not be coming?
Coming. Oh, well, they said it's going to be playable at the show. So fingers crossed for like the first time in years, I guess.
Come on. It was like, what, 2012 that they announced that? Mm-hmm. Right? 2013?
2014
is when 2014.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway, leading on back to the subject, the question I have is, will the Game Pass cover both Windows and Xbox, or were they going to do them separately? Because, you know, it's $10 a month on Xbox. So Windows, you want to make sure that you're not charging too high a price, but you also, you know, you want to make a profit off it, off a secondary platform. So the real question is how they're going to price that.
We shall see.
Did the room just get really quiet? Where's Tony?
No, because I'm trying to get this dude's code.
Oh, okay. You're distracted. I'm like,
did you do it on Amazon?
I did, but hold on.
He's sending it via Friendster.
Amazon is being weird about giving me my fucking code right now. So give me a second, brother.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Amazon, come on.
That's weird.
Amazon. Yeah, Chris, what's your take on Microsoft and all this other shit?
Yeah, Microsoft.
Yeah, the Game Pass.
Again, we.
I think they should discount dual Game Pass, because like, here's the thing: the intersection of PC owners and Xbox owners is probably huge, right? So I wouldn't think they would be like, oh, here's $10 Xbox Game Pass, or you could pay us $20 to have both. I think they'll probably do it heavily discounted, or they may just say $10 for both. I don't know. They might eat the cost because, I don't know, if you're paying for Xbox Live and stuff, they may just eat the cost of the PC game. I think anything for them right now to get people in their ecosystem is good, until they have to do two things. They got to get more titles out there, and it's good. Like, okay, people love Forza. I was even like, oh, I want to play Forza. And, you know, but like Gears 5, how far away is that? And how far away is the next Halo? How far away is they bought like 20 studios. How far away is anything they're working on for Xbox? And, you know, we don't know. So that's the one thing. And two, I don't know, what are you doing with Scarlet? You know, what's going to be the deal with that?
I think we're going to get a lot more details at XO18. I think we're going to hear more of a game plan of what they have in 2019. I want to see more freaking, I want to see Battletoads gameplay video. Cause when they made it, announced it earlier this year, everybody was like, Robert. I'm like, yeah, I saw. So, I mean, I want to see that. I want to see if they announced the Banjo-Kazooie game that's rumored, because they said they were making a comeback soon. Obviously, all sorts of stuff can come out of that, but I really want to see what they do with this Game Pass thing to make it profitable while at the same time convenient. You know, that's really important, because look at PlayStation now. It works on PC and PlayStation 4, but it's a pain in the ass to get that subscription done or to keep the service up and running.
Yeah, I don't think they have the same problem. Their infrastructure is obviously
far different. Yeah.
Yeah. It's superior to what Sony has set up, and they've had longer to do it. You know, all this enterprise stuff, they've known that that's their lifeblood. So
yeah, they didn't rush it at all. I love how they laid out that plan and made it work pretty much perfectly.
Sony's still trying to figure out how to change people's names without fucking up their account.
$50.
Did you hear that disclaimer that they announced?
Oh, man. Yeah, that was like, I'm happy with my name.
Yeah, I'm happy with .612. Thank you very much. I'm good.
Can you imagine that?
Or Testicle 15 it is.
Like, yo, I got to change my name, but all the shit I did on PS3, it's gone. It's gone. There's no go backs. I lost it all, but now I'm Todd 314. Thanks.
Yeah, crazy stuff. Yeah. But yeah, I definitely think, again, I agree with you guys, you know, where it's like that. I think Microsoft already has the infrastructure already set up. So it's going to be a much better experience than PlayStation now.
Yeah, and I want to see what they're doing with all these studios, because they're picking up all these studios left and right. They're investing in tech. They're investing in all this stuff. They're setting up for a big swing with the next Xbox. Watch.
they'll go and buy the company that makes Sony's current controllers.
You know what? Pick up
like they did the last time.
Yeah, right. Or pick up EA and freedom, set them on their heads or something. I don't know.
Well, remember that was a rumor almost a year ago.
Yeah, it was. I'm just saying, right. Microsoft, if they made decisions, no, you're bringing back Skate. No, you're bringing back Skate.
Well, Microsoft has Session that they picked up. Remember that Kickstarter one?
Yeah, and that actually looks pretty good too.
It's just so hard. You got to use both sticks, and it's like one stick is a foot.
Remember when the first time you played Skate after you played Tony Hawk's?
No issues with that. Like, what the fuck are we doing with that? I was used to the flick because remember they started doing the flick for all the sport games, all trick moves. So I was like, oh, I get it. I got to keep playing with the right stick. It's all about the right stick.
I still think they could figure out something.
Tony.
Man, I'm fucking busy, motherfucker.
Yo, let's not do a show or nothing.
Yo, man, we got a show to run.
Hey, aren't you the co-host, motherfucker? Co-host.
All right, I got it.
I'll tell you what.
I will be Tony for the next 10 minutes. Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Throw Down.
Drop in and drop out.
Yeah, Manny, you're just like that, bro.
You're like, yo, I'm done. Yeah. You don't tell me what to do.
Yo, Manny, you're the co-host.
I'm having some technical difficulties.
Yeah, you gotta give us a talk amongst yourselves topic.
Yeah.
All right. Today's topic, we're talking about horse testicles. Yeah, they're just hanging low. You know, that's
why do I sound like I'm from fucking Brooklyn?
you kind of do.
I fuck Brooklyn, man. I'm from Queens, man.
I'm sorry, you're from Queens.
I don't talk like that.
We don't talk like we have marbles in our mouths.
No.
All right, sorry.
Tony is.
Let me adjust a little bit here.
He's the one that's been hunting us like a dog. Like, I don't talk like that, bro.
Not like you were from Boston or anything.
Oh man! All right, now
maybe if you talked more, you know, I would have to do that. Right?
Maybe if I wasn't busy trying to give our fan a fucking code,
he can wait till after the show.
Yeah, well, you know, because Carlos usually handles that. But, you know.
But wait, what's the issue that you're having? Because once you get it, they put it in your library. No, and you know you what it was? Yeah,
what was going on? This thing was telling me that the thing was pending. I'm like, what the fuck you mean pending? My credit card's fine. You know, I guess it needed to wait a while. There he goes. It worked. Fantastic.
Bam. You're
good
welcome.
Shit. Enjoy the game, brother. Enjoy the game. All right. Actually, you know, since you guys brought it up during the middle of it, I'm surprised I didn't have it in the show notes. It's talking about the whole PlayStation ID thing. We talked about it last week, but this is some bullshit. I'm like, yo, when I saw that, I'm like, I wasn't going to change my name anyway, but I'm like, why would you want to change your name if you could potentially lose everything, even your trophies? Nah, son. Not in my house, you know?
Payback can cost you everything. Yeah, that's how it works. Sure, whatever.
Wouldn't that just be making a new ID?
Yeah, you pretty much.
So you're going to pay to do something you can already do for free pretty much?
Well, no. Yeah. Well, each additional time you decide to do it. So the first time it's free.
It'll give me $50.
Then after that, they charge you.
I'm wondering if maybe they just make new accounts. Maybe they're just covering their asses.
Their progress, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it's probably just to like keep your digital purchases.
Yes.
And well, that's the other thing.
It's digital purchase.
Well, that was it. It was. They said that you can lose not only just your trophies and your game progress, but purchases. Anything linked to that ID may not work. And I'm assuming it's older stuff. It's going to be a lot of older stuff, probably. And that might
probably
be the case, even when
stuff.
It happens.
I mean, PS3 stuff.
Yeah. You know, and remember they gave a cutoff date. What was it? April or something like that. Anything before April may not work. Of April 2018.
That's messed up. What? Uncharted. Yeah. That's screwed up.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. But I just read that. It's like, it doesn't need an asterisk. It needs like five asterisks after that. I'm like, come on.
Yo, man, doing it, changing your name on PS4 is like the friggin' directions on how to keep a Mogwai alive. You, all of a sudden, you get gremlins and all kinds of shit falling out of your place.
Don't feed the shit after midnight. Don't get water on it, you know.
It's not nearly as fun as Gremlins was.
That's right. Great Christmas movie, by the way.
And they said that even certain games may just display your old one. So then it defeats the whole point of changing.
What's the point? Yeah, why the hell do you just keep your old name then? I think they really need to fix that. That's just...
Well, because XX420XX Blaze It is just going to have to deal with it.
Bone Boy 69, you can deal.
Yeah, right? Pwn your mom says, yeah, like that. He's going to have to deal with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I will forgive half the chat right now if you guys leave within the next minute when Red Dead's available. Peace out. Man, fuck this show. I'm out.
And son.
Robert told me what he needs to know. See ya.
Yeah, Robert's about to leave himself.
Man, I am out of here.
Yeah, Robert,
I'm on break for a little bit. I've been playing the last week. All I can think about is riding around on a horse.
Yeah, all you want to do is sleep right now, I bet. You know?
Yeah, please and thank you. But I understand. Play some Castlevania. I need to get into Requiem.
You like Castlevania?
Yeah, people were asking me. It's like, hey, Tony, are you going to play the game? Because they know I love me some Castlevania. I'm like, I will play it eventually, but there's a certain game out right now that kind of takes priority.
I actually would love to see Chris playing a Rondel of Blood and... Symphony
wink, 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 throw down,
and maybe watch the new season on Netflix. Ooh. Premieres in 3 hours.
You like Castlevania?
I can stream the game. I don't think I can stream Netflix. I might get busted.
Yeah, no, but you can't stream. You can't stream Castlevania.
I do
so.
It better.
Yeah. By the way, Robert, you'll find this cool. During Comic-Con, I actually got to talk to the producer of Castlevania, the cartoon show. Really cool guy, man. He's like
Adi Shankar, I think it
yes.
was.
Yes.
Such a cool guy. I've interviewed him, too.
He's like Indian the Crow. Yeah.
But the thing is, like, it wasn't like an interview. He was just hanging out in the press room, and we just talked about anything for like half an hour. Video games, anime, everything. It was like he was genuinely interested in what we had to say about, like, the show, you know? Really cool guy. He looks I consider him the indie Indian Crow. Like, he looked like like Brandon Lee, just Indian style. It was fucking awesome. Great guy, man.
Yeah, he even dresses with the freaking eye makeup.
Yeah, he had
too.
The eyeliner and everything, man. That guy's fucking awesome, you know?
Oh, Paris is all talking shit. He's like, Robert, put on a shirt. This is a shirt.
we gotta get Paris back on here, man.
Yeah. Get me and Paris on the show. That's hell.
Oh, that'll be next. That'll be next. I remember last time I had both of you guys, that was a riot. I just let you guys go. You did the whole show for me.
Right. Here's a weird thing that happened. So that guy tweeted something, and I went on to, you know, the link, right? And the funny thing that it you know how like when you click on a link and it goes to a site, you know, like a site, it shows you ads, and for some reason it was advertising eye makeup.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, hey, look at the irony. I click on an article about this guy, and they sell some eye. They try to sell me some eye makeup. Awesome.
There you go, man.
It'll look good with your dress.
Man, you should cosplay as him, man. You know, for Halloween.
I will say Sony is doing one. Ever.
Yeah, go ahead. I will Robert. Say
Sony is doing one thing right. They announced today that the new gameplay trailer for Medieval, the remaster, is coming out on Halloween.
Oh,
I like that. That's perfect. Cool.
Halloween.
This is Halloween.
All right. And the last story here, I threw this in here for you, Brett. This is pretty cool. So the new Oculus model, and Brett, this is something I've been talking about for a while, will be wireless. No wires. And
oh, snap.
$400. Remember what other VR system cost $400? And it's the most successful one out there?
Yep. And comes out with Fallout 76.
Yeah.
No. So here's a couple of other things about this VR headset. It does not need tracker markers around in the room. The headset itself has a depth perception of a portion of it. So essentially knows where all the walls are and situates you within the world. So you don't need to use any sort of additional like equipment with your VR headset. It also has this technology, this eye tracking technology within it that actually you know, adjust the, you know, the depth perception in within the VR unit itself.
Oh, wow.
So it sees the how your iris is reacting to certain things, or if you're trying to focus on something, and what it does is it adjusts it for you.
What if you have astigmatism and your eyes all shaky like my left eye? Then it's like, oh, fuck this, we can't do it.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know exactly how that would work, but that's some of the tech that they're using. Maybe they did think about it. Who knows?
Yeah, I can't even do VR. It just makes me sick.
Oh, really? Now, Brett, remember what I told you? I said if they make VR as simple as putting on a hat, I would give another chance, right?
Yeah.
And me not being a disingenuous person, I'm now interested in this because I didn't want to do all that fucking bullshit with the wires and all that. If I could just pop it on my head, I'm down. I'm fucking down, you know?
You know, most people have been doing it. Like, the general community consensus is that all you do is you hook a C-hook into your ceiling and you run the wires down.
Yeah.
And then pretty much you don't have to worry about wires ever getting in your way. It you don't even need a fancy swing arm or anything like that. You just drape the wires from the center of your ceiling in your gaming space. Boom, it's like putting on a hat. But wireless will be good. I am excited about it. I'm also excited for the new advancements they've done in resolution and response time and things like that. They've reduced nausea rates, things like that. Like, all the things that you're expecting for the version 2. And pretty much I've been saying all along, like, this whole thing was a test bed, and it was a successful test bed that showed market interest, and now they need to come out, revise things, and come out with an addition that has more public appeal and is easier to use and has a lot of the kinks worked out. That's what we're looking at here. I'm just really shocked they're coming out with a $400 price point on it.
$400.
Because that was my other big concern.
Here's the thing. I know why they did it. Because they saw how much money Sony was making off of that shit. And they're like, how come we're not the top selling VR unit?
And they were the ones that kicked it all off.
Came out first with this shit.
Exactly. Sony sold, over 2 million of these? They want some of that. You know? So I think this is good. You know,
and if they succeed in hitting those marks and not, you know, coming out with an $800 headset for some reason, that was what they did last time. But if they actually succeed in hitting those marks, I think you're going to see a lot more integration. Also, here's the other thing. The games have been quietly getting better. They've worked out the kinks. They're not weird, janky VR experiences. That robot game that everybody was talking about, they were talking about because it finally solved the problem of how do you do a third person platformer in a VR space. And so developers are kind of coming up with really interesting answers more tailored to the VR space than just making a video game with a headset on. But the cool thing about that is the more games like that, the more mass appeal you get, the more games then just throw in a VR version. So, Tony, what you're looking for, where you can pop on a hat, leave your PlayStation controller, that's going to be the kind of drag along in the industry. You're going to have immersive, unique VR experiences, but then you're also going to be able to play the next Elder Scrolls in VR.
Yeah.
It'll probably be, and they'll use it as a way, like, it'll be like a DLC, like an additional $20 package upgrades you to the VR-enabled version.
Yeah, so I think this is good. I think it's going to get more people ahead. The only thing I didn't see is if they had to make any concessions with the technology. You know,
that's the only. I'm sure they had to put a battery pack on it.
Yeah, I'm sure that's
pretty much. I doubt that they had. Yeah, they probably just made it more efficient and put a battery on it.
Yeah, because the Oculus is much better than the PSVR, and obviously the HTC blows both of them out the water. But if you get like the middle ground headset for $400,
no, I think it'll be like the HTC. Bad. I think it's going to be pretty close to HTC specs. If I haven't checked on it in a while, but
yeah,
it's supposed to have.
Yeah.
It's supposed to have really good specs, and this is more about, you know, resolution and screen quality. Like, you don't have to have a super bright screen; you just have to have a super sharp and responsive screen. And the other stuff that is hooked to it, like the sensors and the light bars or whatever you have, the things that basically enable motion tracking, they can be plugged in. They don't have to be powered by the headset. They just have to have the receivers. So if you think about it in terms of like the PSVR. Like, it doesn't have to run the part that the PlayStation camera does. All it has to do is have a little reflective dot barely putting out a little bit of light, or made of a certain material that camera picks up. So really the only thing you're powering is the signal to the source and powering the screen. So it's not really that bad. I mean, you think about it like you put a phone in a Gear VR and you've probably got yourself 3-4 hours battery life. And if you pack that thing with like 3 phone batteries, you could probably have a good 8 to 12 hour gaming life per session between charges.
See, the thing is, though, it's VR. You're going to need to take breaks. There is no way you probably last even over an hour in VR without becoming like disillusioned.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, yeah. So but I don't think they're going to release something to market.
I'm not. This isn't Ready Player One.
They're not going to release it with a 4-hour battery life.
But that's also part of what the eye tracking technology is supposed to alleviate. It's supposed to try to replicate. That's what it's trying to do.
Got it. I was just wondering.
Yeah, it's trying to make it tolerable for long gaming periods.
I was just gonna say, like, if you could get 12 hours out of that thing, and you're only really gonna be playing for 2 or 3 hours at most, that's pretty good, you know.
8 to 12 hours.
But I'm saying no one's gonna be playing 8 to 12 hours. That's my point. That's a good battery life because you're not gonna be playing for that long anyway. You know.
Yeah. The boss of me.
Yeah. You ain't playing that shit for that. No 8 hours. Get out of here, son.
some people will, and they'll need to make the battery to accommodate those people. I still think the Switch's battery life is about half as long. I think 4 hours is just not enough. And I think, especially in VR, people be like, well, if I forget to charge it one night, then what, I just can't play it the next night? Like, it's not practical. So having an 8-hour battery life means that you don't have to charge it every single time that you fucking use it. And it's also going to accommodate somebody who does just want to do a marathon session. Like, all right, we'll just charge it up before you play all day. And so I don't think it would be unfeasible to... If you put, you know, 4 cell phones worth of batteries in it, which I know is a lot of batteries. I know it's a big fucking battery pack, but you probably have like 2 battery packs somewhere near the back to you know, counteract the weight. You could get a decent amount of battery out of this thing. It's not impossible with the technology that we have. I don't know how price effective it is, but
it can't.
All of this is good news. I'm telling you, man, VR is coming. I've been saying it for years. It's slowly lurching up on us.
You know what? You can have your VR. I've got the Intellivision Amico.
Oh man, no, but I think this is going to go a long way to making VR more viable, at least because I think that $400 is a sweet point. Mm-hmm. But the wireless, I think that's going to be the big thing. Because I said even for me, I'm like. Because, you know me, I've been, like, yeah, pretty much against VR. I'm like, I don't want to play that shit. I'm like, I don't want to put all this crazy stuff on me. If it's just like a half, sure, I'll play for a couple of hours. Why not, you know?
Well, you also don't want to wave your arms around like an idiot.
If I could play with a controller with a thing on my head, that's fine. I don't want to do that for every game, obviously, but it is more viable than fucking using those special controllers and having all this shit on my head, you know?
That's exactly how I want to play. And I think that's what they're finding in the industry is like, yeah, most people just want to play with a controller. They don't want to wave their arms around. They don't want to look stupid to anybody who walks in the room. So let them just put on the headset and play with their controller. That's not that far fetched. Like, I know a lot of people think that VR is going to be hard to sell, but again, I think it's going to be a generational thing. We already all have personal screens. What's the difference in strapping it to your face? Like to kids constantly playing on their phones and shit like that. Like, why would you not want a screen that other people can't see?
Strap it on your face. That's what
you're promoting. That's what she said.
Why don't VR. You want to have a screen strap it on your face?
Next, you're gonna say, "Go ahead, put a chip in your arm." Why not,
dude? Well, we're not gonna go down that road. No. Hold on.
Do it, Adam.
Not to me. We're talking about VR.
You did
to a 12. To a 12-year-old, though. When you're sitting there talking to a 12-year-old, you're like, okay, so you can go in and play Call of Duty and take up the family TV and deal with, you know, everybody else bitching at you or having to share your screen time or seeing the fact that you're actually playing GTA and beating hookers to death. Or you can just chill on the couch. I'm not
doing that close, so it looks real. Nope. Guess what, Daddy? I know how to kill people now. No.
You know what I'm saying, though? Like, I know 12-year-old me would have been like, dude, give me the headset and an easy chair. I'm fucking out. Like, just hang out in the living room and play video games.
I don't think 12-year-old me would have liked that. I'm like, I'm not putting that shit on my head.
Yeah. I didn't like it back then.
Yeah, it was cheesy back then.
Give me the goddamn controller.
Actually, back in our day, it was the fucking Virtual Boy.
Was that arcade? They used to have them at arcade.
Oh, yeah.
Why are we going down that?
Yeah. I'm sorry. That's just what I think. When I think about VR, I think about two things: the Virtual Boy and Lawnmower Man. That's what I think about.
I think about those big bulky arcade games with the 50-pound helmets.
Yeah, and yeah.
Vacuum attachments. Yeah, the vacuum tube attachment. That was
spreading pink eye. Yeah.
Man, it's tough to explain it unless you've played a good VR game. And even then, like when you get put in VR, like it's way more immersive than you think. Just the simple fact, like it can even be terrible graphics. Like it can be the most blocky basic graphics. It could be just basic, like basic polygons shaded in geometric planes. Yeah. And something about the way that every time you move, everything reacts to you. Like your brain does this weird filling in of the middle ground. And I think it has something to do with the fact that, like, no matter how bad your eyesight is, like, you can walk around half blind and still feel like you're living in reality. I don't think the brain really cares how sharp something is. It's cool. It looks pretty. But it doesn't make it feel real. What makes things feel real is them reacting to you in real time and space, in what feels like real time and space. Yeah. So I don't think graphics really matter all that much in VR, or at least you don't need them to achieve a really seriously immersive experience. So if you can get good graphics plus that same kind of brain reaction, like you would be absolutely shocked. Like the old VR games didn't make you feel like you were there because you could feel this big 50-pound helmet thing on. But like a good VR game, and they've gotten close on PSVR a few times where you're literally just sitting there looking around being like, God damn, look at this place. And you feel like you're somewhere else.
Yeah, it's not going to work with porn, though.
Probably not.
I loved what the E3. What was it? E3 a couple of years ago.
I was about to say, Bobby. Yeah, I've seen some VR porn. I remember that. They had a whole
booth there.
Yep. There's one guy was trying it out, and they had like just people circling around. It looked like something from Boogie Nights. You know, it was hilarious.
Oh, well, there was like just a person on the floor doing, or people on the floor doing, and they were just walking around.
No. And I saw this. I don't think it was at E3, but it was one of these trade shows. Basically, there was a guy on the floor playing the VR game, and there was a circle around him just watching him. It was Boogie Nights. Remember that shit?
That's weird. Yeah, I mean, I don't get me wrong. The porn industry is very they're huge innovators of technology, and I think that it would be silly to say that they won't, that VR porn won't be a thing.
Innovators or just adopters?
They push a lot of technology. Like they helped Blu-ray secure its place. Like you can't discount them in terms of cementing what industry standards are. And so I can't say I couldn't say with a straight face that VR porn is never going to be a thing. Because you know that it's going to be. I don't know if I don't know what they're doing, and I don't know if they're. I don't want to say doing it right because I don't really know what right is.
What are you doing?
VR porn does exist right now.
Yeah, big time.
It does exist. They even have like peripherals you can use.
How come every single thing that Brett seems to say in this last part of the show all sounds like really bad slogans for commercials?
Yeah, VR porn is coming.
VR, what are you doing?
Strap it on your head.
Put it on your kid. It'll be great. Little Timmy will go and kill and play with hookers.
Grand Theft Auto, Adam, that's probably what your parents said when you played GTA.
No, Adam was like 50 when that game came out, man.
Yeah, right. I was already 55 when that game came out. not a thing.
I don't think our parents really gave a shit.
My parents didn't give a shit.
Grand Theft Auto time. Yeah. They didn't have
when GTA 3 came out. I was already 21, man.
We were already older.
We were in college already. Yeah.
I mean, granted,
GTA 3. When were you? Where were you when GTA came out? The first one.
You just ran around.
Nobody played that shit.
Picked up a phone.
People played that all the damn time.
Yeah, the sequel.
It's on PlayStation, the console that you hate.
Yes, I didn't play that shit.
Dude, I played that game all the time, and it was just a mayhem simulator.
That's Grand Theft Auto, man. By the way, Robert, that tweet from Paris is fucking killing me. This is hilarious.
Why did I put on a shirt? And of course, I responded with the sexy continues and the picture of Fat Bastard doing his thing.
Oh, yeah. Man. Anyway, keep waxing philosophical on VR, Brett.
Oh, just, man, like, it's, I don't understand the people who say that it's not going to be a thing. I can understand the people.
Even I'm admitting that shit. It is a thing. I don't think it's going to be the thing, but it's a thing for sure.
It's a thing you will strap on. Yes. Yes.
Strap it onto your head, you know, and strap it on somewhere else too, eventually, right?
Well, I mean, here's the way I think about it. Like, I don't think any of us live in giant spacious mansions, right? Like, we don't necessarily have room or access to an 86-inch TV.
Or like the space to run around in a big, what, 20 by 20 foot space?
You know, yeah. I don't think VR is going to be, honestly, an active thing, because most people don't want to be active. Let's be fucking honest here. Most people don't want to run around and do a bunch of stuff. Like, yeah, there will be like a 10% population that buys the treadmill and then uses it 10% of the time because they don't want to walk around Skyrim all the time. They just sometimes want to sit and shoot people. You will have people that do that, and they already have haptic body suits that.
That's like, what Adam wants for Call of Duty with the sweat, right?
When that comes out, I'll be the first in line.
I mean, they don't hurt you, Adam. But like they use something.
I want it to hurt me. If there's a setting, I want that realism. I want my wife to come in, like, oh my god, yeah, just see me on the floor shaking. Like, what happened,
dude? You are actually bleeding. What happened?
I got shot.
The game actually, like, it injures you.
I can't play. I'm veteran. I can't. I'm sorry.
Are we talking about that vest that dumps in your chest? Is that what we're talking about?
That's what he wants. He wants the game to hurt him.
They're working on new technology right now where basically they send, I think it's really low sonic vibrations through
Adam wants the holodeck without the safety on, man.
Hold on.
It sends vibrations.
Think about if we had that for boxing. Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. Come to work all beat up.
You come into work with a black eye and shit. What happened? I was playing Mike Tyson's Punch Out, like, man.
Yeah, damn right.
Got Mike one round of Battlefield 5, yo. Shit.
Yeah, right? Mike Tyson fucked me up last night, man.
Mm-hmm. Come to work.
Anyway, I'm sorry, Brad. Go ahead. Haptic suits, electricity. Whatever.
He's really paying attention, isn't he? What about this about porn?
Star Wars words or something?
Yeah, I could let Brett finish his point, but I want to make fun of Star Trek right now.
Here's the deal. Basically, it uses sound waves that you don't feel, and when they cross a different kind of sound wave, essentially the point in which they cross, it creates a vibration. So they're able to actually like pinpoint haptic feedback. So if you get shot in the back, you'll feel like a buzz in the lower back.
Matrix.
And they're working on like these. Basically, it's think of it like a bracelet with a series of rings and elasticity, and the elastic is conductive. So it either or no, they're actually really thin pieces of metal. And what it does is where they overlap, it charges. And when it charges, it affects the conductivity the magnetic attraction. So when you put a current through it, they snap together and resist. And this puts tension on the small like fingertip things at the end of the glove. So basically, the more electricity they put through it, the stronger the resistance is. So they can actually make measured resistance. So they can make it so that when you're squeezing something, it feels soft or it feels firm, and like it stops when you actually touch an object. So you'll be able to actually pick up a ball and feel like you're holding a ball in your hand.
This sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Yes.
Talking about holding a ball.
I just heard ball in
hand.
No,
you feel the pressure from the electricity.
And the ball's in your hands. Like, what?
I know. And then
these horse testicles are fresh.
Yeah, exactly. Can you tell the difference between the horse and pig testicles?
that's real-ass VR right there, man.
No, I think it's more so like you can feel when you pick up the gun. Like, you won't feel the weight, but you'll feel like your fingers will stop when they hit the grip. Kind of thing. So you won't even have to be looking to get haptic response.
This sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Yeah, there's no way I can fix that.
Oh, man, I'm still thinking about what Adam said the other week, where he wants like you know, water, so he feels like sweat from his buddy. Fuck?
I want sweat. I want sweat. I want little squirts in my face or someone. I want all of it.
Damn.
Have you ever been to one of those rides?
That's the name of this episode. Little squirts in my face.
What was it? There was a ride I went to. It was at Universal Studios, and the chair had like I think it was for Aliens or something. I remember it had like squirts behind me on the sides where I could feel hot breath. So I feel like
it's Alien. What you're talking about sounds like Alien Encounter.
Alien Encounter, can I buy you a drink?
That's what I want.
What kind of Alien Encounter do you want, Adam?
He wants to go right to the probing.
The set kind of has squirts in his face, don't he?
Oh, yeah. The Captain the Kirk experience.
Yeah, right.
There was a Simpson ride also, and then like Maggie's little pacifier like spit came out, like squirt my face. I'm like, yeah.
I can't even breathe right now.
Oh man, I can't wait. Bring that to the home, please.
He wants a ride. Excuse me, attendant. Does this ride squirt you in your face? I'm out.
Experience.
I want my money back. That didn't squirt me in the face.
Okay, here's my question though. Now we all know that when haptic, like when the first time a fully haptic world where you can run around and touch anything comes out. How many are that are just going to start aren't going to touch a boobie?
I don't know.
How many you can honestly say
Call of Duty? But if it is, then they have to be
Adam's going to be called a booty, right?
Dude, like, okay, no, you know every single person who puts on a VR headset and plays that game at one point, they may take the rest of the game seriously. Like, I wonder, and just reach out and go, boop.
Yeah, you'll look
okay,
around
yeah,
too.
Nope.
You're alone in your room, and you're still going to be like. Touch these titties.
Hi, big boy.
See, but what if the other these person? Are fake. Like, what if it's a virtual person? It's not an NPC on the other end.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, and it's, I don't mean that. And I just realized after I said it out loud.
Yeah,
like,
don't we
no,
don't
I'm
want
not,
to do that
I'm
to
not
another
talking
real
about personally assaulting people because yeah. You're gonna have the exact same thing. Like the first time, like a drill sergeant gets to your face, like, I'm sorry, son. Do you understand? You're just gonna reach out, and, like, poke him in the nose, and be like, boop. Just because you can.
Yeah, I actually heard a case about that where some, like, this woman was playing a VR game and some guy just started fondling her. We don't condone that shit.
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, natural curiosity to, like, poke and touch objects. Like, you walk up and you'll poke a tree and you'll be like, yep, that feels like wood. Walk up and, like, poke an NPC in the face. You're like, oh, it's weird, squishy. Like, you know you're going to do that.
It's not dirty and it sounds like it is.
Yeah, we're just perverted old men. We're just perverted.
It feels like
men.
Wood.
Oh. God damn it.
It feels like wood. It's not squishy.
The stones are all rock hard.
Damn it, Brett. Oh, man. All right. I think that's
good. Get it, Brett. Yeah.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
All right. I think that's a good way of wrapping this up, man. Oh, Robert, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you. It's just been an educated experience. Oh,
please plug your stuff, man.
Man, I said stop talking like porn. Jesus. I'm not plugging anything. All right. You can check out my work at comicbook.com/gaming. You can follow me at twitter.com/theDCD. And you can also check out our podcast, another retro gaming podcast, the ARG podcast, over there at retrozap.com. We actually have an episode this week where we talk about Silent Hill in time for Halloween.
Nice, nice, man. I need to go back on the show, man.
Yeah, totally. Let me know. We'll come back around, dude. We'll definitely talk about it. Awesome. Thanks for humming the tune.
Yes, yes. All right. Yeah, we're going to end things a little early tonight because we got Red Dead to play, man.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so thank you guys for watching and listening. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and Facebook at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco, which I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys, and thank you for participating in the Red Dead Redemption giveaway. We are planning to have more giveaways in the future, so keep and stay tuned for those things.
Woo. Chris Seeley.
Remember the key takeaway tonight's people, vibrations, squirts, balls, and feedback.
And strap it on your face.
I'm going to get a little squirt bottle.
And a little squirt on your face. And a little squirt.
Whenever I get like,
it feels like wood.
Squirt, I'm going to squirt myself.
Brian Manjoma.
This episode was brought to you by Pornhub.
Right? Brett Murdoch.
I wonder how soft your face is.
Oh, man.
Boop.
Adam Vale.
Yo, have a good week. Have some fun. Red Dead. We'll talk more about squirt and blood and all that other stuff next time.
And watch Lucha too, man. It's back.
Oh, well, Lucha, check your local listings, because Lucha got picked up in syndication to other networks. So at least over here in my area got picked up, and no other markets have it too. Just type in and search Lucha. You'll be surprised. You might have that network. You can watch some of that.
Nice. And Mr. Robert Workman.
If they're not your balls, don't fondle them.
Wise advice, my friend.
Tony!
Hey, only the virtual balls and only the animal balls.
God, they're so squishy.
All right, guys, we'll see you around, man. Later.
All right.
Later, guys.
Later.
Squishy.